Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Acts chapter 11 verse 19.
Now
they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenix and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spoke unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord.
Na Cyrene for ni adie nyina ba Antioch na mra wo mokika wo nyame asem no nyame sa abasa ye kese wo mso na wo mja wo ho merade.
Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch.
Na sansem dey eba sorry for no mo Jerusalem no ho na wo msuma Barnabas say onko Antioch,
who when he came and had seen the grace of God was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. Father, breathe life over your word.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
May it be exciting as we preach your word. May you honor your word with signs following. May you anoint us to speak and anoint us to hear. And may we be more devoted to you than ever before. We vow to give you all the glory and all the praise as always. In Jesus' name. Amen. And our subject today is steps to Christian devotion. Steps to Christian devotion. We have explained what it means to be devoted. We have said to be devoted, is to have a strong love or loyalty towards something or someone. So in this case, we are calling ourselves to love God with a strong love and a strong commitment. Number two, we have explained that to be devoted is to have a strong personal or private life of prayer, worship, the study of the word of God, other than public. So devotion, in a sense, refers to your private Christian life and not what you do in church.
So
what you do in church, the prayer, the reading, and the praises and everything, you must have a private life that is like that. That is what we're talking about when we say devotion.
And
number 3, we have explained devotion as meaning the use of one's time, resources, gifts and talents to a cause. You use your gifts and your talents and your money for a cause or toward a particular cause.
Yes,
so as we are seated here, we are devoted to different things. But God is calling us to be devoted first unto Him. And the other things can have their rightful places. So how are we going to have Christian devotion in our lives? Number one, respect the power of God's word over your life. Respect the power of God's word over your life. Let's turn our Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 1.
Deuteronomy 6.
Respect the power of God's word over your life. The Bible is relevant to my current life and is relevant to your current life. The Bible may have been written thousands of years ago, but it is still relevant to our current life. You must have that understanding, otherwise the Bible will not make impact in your life. So have that mind that this book of God is relevant to my personal life. Accept its authority over your life. This is the first step to Christian devotion. Because you must not, as a Christian, be devoted to anything that is not in line with the Word of God. Let's find out what Deuteronomy 6:1 tells us. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgment which the Lord your God commanded to teach you.
Now where ye emra, any shisheye, any apama winyan kupon ayanadwinso obetro.
That you might do them in the land where you go to possess it. So before they got to their promised land, the Lord spoke to them and showed them his commandments, his statutes, his judgments. And he told them, I'm teaching you this ahead of your going or getting to the promised land, so that when you get there, you will do what? You will apply the word.
So
you are gathered this morning in this church listening to the word of God, that you might do what you are taught when you go out of the church.
And now we are sorry them how we didn't church any akwantre. Say be ya we feed them how na kwa bontia. We be yes any asem ne se no.
Sometimes in a practical sense, you don't see the effect of the word of God on people who call themselves Christians out there in the world. Because they have not accepted that this Bible should rule what I say, should rule what I do, should rule how I do things. They have not accepted it. And if you are like that, you can never be devoted to God, because you will think that, oh, it's something we read when we come to church. And afterward, that's it. But God told them, I am teaching you my commandments. I'm showing you my statutes. I'm convincing you of my judgment, so that when you get to the promised land, you may do them. You may do them. So God shows us things that we may apply them. So accept the authority of the word of God over your life. Accept it. If you accept it, what will happen is that you will see that by and by your devotion to God will be coming up. Will be coming up. Maybe today you are at a certain level, but day by day, as you hear the word of God, you read the Bible, you study the word of God, you hear it preached, and you apply them, you see that your devotion will be coming up and your progress will be there for all to see. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are devoted, it is known. If you are not devoted, it is also known. If you think you can hide it, you are lying to yourself, which is a very serious crime.
Na eya ya kwa bonti ye hu tumi ya wa asem no so sey ye adwuma e wo Kristofo mu esan se asem na ye tini ye njin di ye hu tumi ye wom no sey be ye adwuma wo ya brabom na mo ya aduan ne se kwese da bia ye te nte ya de adada ye ye na mom se wo makwa ne wa hu se tumi wo nyame asem no mu enu ti sa tumi ye wo nyame asem no ma mate ne medi sa tumi ne be nante abɔ me bra wo be hu se wo be sha se sa wo sisan kakran kakran esan se wa makwa mo nyame asem no e ye adwuma
I Are you listening to the word of God?
Do
you accept its authority over your life? All of us have seen various types of Christians or people who call themselves Christians. Including people like me who preach and teach the word of God. And I want you to know that over time, you see, there are two types. There are those who take this word of God and they apply it to their lives. And there are those who think that, no, this word, I believe it, but it doesn't belong to me. It doesn't apply to me. Over time, we see a difference between those who take the word of God, accept its authority over their lives, and live by the word, and those who don't. Over time, we see it. And if you have been a Christian for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, or 40 years, look back. You will see something. You will see a clear pattern. Those who take the word of God, when they have marital issues, it's so intractable. It's difficult to solve it because they don't believe that this Bible applies to the way I feel. I feel like insulting my husband. They don't believe that this Bible applies to their shutting their mouth and giving the man honor. They don't believe that this Bible refers to my loving my wife in spite of her weaknesses. And you sit down and you listen. This is what happens to many Christians. They are in a financial ditch. You show them the word of God, they feel it doesn't apply. They are in a marital curse. You show them the word of God, they feel it doesn't apply to their lives. They are in a career dilemma. You show them the word of God, they feel it doesn't apply. So why do you come to church? Why do you read your Bible? You think we are joking? This is the voice of God. This is the word of God. A devoted Christian takes the word of God. And Jesus, when he came, he said, man, that's you and I, shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. We live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You live by it.
Hallelujah.
I said you live by it.
Hallelujah.
You don't just hear it and you live by it. You allow it to rule your life, rule your emotion, rule your thinking. You subdue your mind unto the word of God.
Hallelujah.
And you accept the authority of the word of God over. God said, I'm teaching you my statutes, my commandments, my judgments, so that when you get to the promised land, that you may do them. This is how to become devoted. This is how to become devoted. Bit by bit. Here a little, there a little here, a little there. You are becoming more devoted. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
So in a practical sense, this is how a Christian becomes devoted. It's the first important point. This is why there is a pastor, he says, me, I don't do counseling one-on-one.
No.
My counseling is what I say when I'm preaching.
No.
So when you are in a situation, apply what I said and you are free.
So for
that's one pastor's outlook on what
so
he preaches.
Number 2.
Keep devoted people close to your life.
One
Don't associate with people who are not devoted if you want to be a devoted Christian. It's as simple as that. Can you obey it? If you can obey it, you find yourself iron, it will start sharpening iron. But if you don't stay close to people who are devoted, your little devotion will look like you are a very wild Christian. Meanwhile, nothing
happened.
In fact, he may think he's very clever. When he becomes last, you say, hey, I didn't know. It will come as a revelation to him. But I'm saying that if you keep company with people who are not devoted, you'll be shocked at what will happen to
you.
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20. Proverbs 13 verse 20. The very first part. It says that he who walks with a wise person shall become wise. That means that initially you were not wise. But when you walk with a wise person, you shall become wise. It's true. When you walk, if you are poor and you begin to walk with a rich person, it's most likely you become richer than you used to be. Definitely. No two ways about it. Because a lot of the poverty is in the mind. Look at Proverbs chapter 22. Verse 24. And 25. The same principle. It says, make no friendship with an angry man. You see an angry man, make no friendship with him. Then he says, with a furious man, that means a person who is extremely angry. Because fury is like the higher version of anger. He says, such a person, don't walk with him. What shall happen? What shall happen from the Bible? You will learn his ways. You will learn his ways. Consciously or unconsciously, you will learn his ways. This is the principle. It's a principle. It's not just applying to angry people. It applies to every area of when you walk with devoted people, you shall become devoted. When you make friendship with devoted people, you shall become devoted. That's the way it is. Strategic positioning.
Now when you na chire kwan ya wose wudi wo hwe e wa fi mo se man fa wo hu mo obi e wa bufu anana koma de ne wo be yeso ono sara no se fa wo bo obi oni mu nyansa na wo so be nyansa eno ti se wo pese wo tu ho acha no kosoro de a fa wo bo obi a ono so wetu no ho acha eye onyame adwuma ni ye na wo so so wo be yesa.
The things around us, they are always affecting us, whether we accept them or not. So when you walk with somebody who is acidic in nature, not devoted, you may think that there is nothing wrong with you. But I am telling you that good manners, they are destroyed by bad company. The Bible tells us. Now, so walk with a devoted person and you just find yourself becoming devoted.
Maybe I want to you say, oh, so for bia ye nipa unti o se obia ni obia nanti na mom se nipa kunu ni su ni ne ban ni nya esan so yo obia hu ni nam dada nti debi debi wo be se no wo se nyonko ya boni e se wo brapa.
I'm just wondering why good manners don't overpower bad company, but bad company overpowers good manners. Think about it.
It
takes a certain degree of manners to be able to subdue evil. And many times people don't have it. So God's advice is that you want to be devoted, stay and stick to people who are devoted. Otherwise, people will say, why do you go to church? Hey, you go to church on Monday. And you go to, we don't go to church on Monday. On Tuesdays, on Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Why? You go to church too much. But you will find somebody who goes to church every day. Not that he doesn't have other things to do. I go to church every day. When I travel many times and I go outside and I see people. One day, we did a meeting like this. And I went home. And I changed. And I slept. And I prayed. And I studied. And I came back to the same church. When I came, the singers were seated in the same dress. So I said, you didn't go home? They said, no. I said, my God. Yeah, just like you. Just like devotion. The whole day. I said, you should have called me earlier. I would have come. So I prayed for the singers and I blessed them. I said, for your commitment, for your devotion, may God bless you.
Amen.
So you see, if you haven't seen something like that before, we say after service 1 hour, you feel we are doing too. You haven't seen. That's why sometimes you and I, we have to travel. When you travel, you see, and you see that your too knowing has to stop because you are not doing well at all. So get in touch and then get out of that small bottle where you are the biggest fish. Jump out and join a bigger pool and realize that there is fish and there is fish.
Thank you.
And you realize that you shouldn't complain. Because people your age with the same kind of demographics, family, everything, it's normal. And God is blessing them. Baba is blessing them. Because when you are devoted to him, he's equally devoted to you.
Yeah.
There's something about God. He loves us all. But if you love him, he tends to love you more. You are devoted to him, he is devoted to you more. That's how it is. So you buy God in a sense. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. You buy him with your commitment. You draw nigh to him, but he's near all of us.
Yeah.
But you draw nigh to him, he draws nearer to you. He doesn't give his precious things to people who don't value them. But if you don't move with people of a certain kind, your mind will be in a certain way. We will preach and give you verses. You don't accept the authority of the verse on you. Your friends, they will tend to influence you more than the preacher. Are you here with me?
Yeah.
So keep devoted people close to you and you see that you need to back up really.
Na fa wonu ma omo tu omo a che dia mo nyame eben wo. Na wo be wo so wo su su ban ayesa. Se wo anya ne sa kakra na wo ye no wo nyonku na wo nte na wo ye na se. Obeka sa ma ne wo ye kakra po wo be gai. So fo so ko be bi so ko kanyame asem. E na wo kokan asem na no pa no ko fie. E na o sa kwa ye de o so ye no ba. Ba ye na nyum tufo ne da ho asatare a no mo senara. No bi sa om se bo na den. Om se so fo ye nko fie ye gina ye na so ye twen. E na o se he. Se motumi aye we dia ene ne nsire firi suru engu musu no bia kan amen na shase se ye adwuma ene ti se ye pese ye tu ye ho chade a na ye tu anamo ne dia wonyame asem na eba ne ngi tumi na ewom no na ye shase mfa ye adwuma na ye fa ye ho mfa mo bia ono su wetu ne ho akese ode ye wonyame adwuma na ono ne dia na wo ye na beka ho dia no ho ama wetumi etu akokan.
Let's look at John chapter 2 verse 17.
Yohane asem pa ti mi enu chiche mu du nsun.
One day Jesus went to church.
That could be Jesus who sorry them.
And when he got there, he was not happy.
Now,
so he got for himself some ropes and wound them together. And then he went on a crusade to change what was in the church.
Now, of course, sorry them.
He started whipping people in the church. He started turning tables in the church. He was wild that day. Every leader must have a day that he is wild. It's accepted. Don't be wild all the time. That one is not good. But there must be times that you are wild.
And yes, there be an unquad when you are break. And when you are
and he was throwing people's money away and whipping them, and nobody could overpower him. His disciples saw him in a different way that day. And then we want to read what is there in John chapter 2 verse 17. When they looked at Jesus and what he was doing, the Bible says something in John 2:17. His disciples remembered. They remembered that it was written, zeal for your house will consume me. Consume. What does it mean to consume? It means to swallow. It means to chew all out. It means to overpower. Like if fire has consumed something, it means a fire has burnt the thing completely. You cannot recognize a thing. Jesus, the Bible said, he said, my Father's house, supposed to be a house of prayer, you have made it a den of thieves. So he drove them out. That's why sometimes when we are preaching, we get wild in a certain direction, because certain things have to be driven out. Otherwise, it begins to affect everyone else. They think it's normal. It's not normal. It's not normal at all. It's not normal. So when they saw him, they were shocked, because that was not cool Jesus. That was not cute Jesus. That was not calm Jesus. They saw and they remembered. You must always have remembrance. And not criticize. Remember verses. When pastors say and do things, when leaders say, remember verses. Remember verses. Remember. They remembered and they justified him. They said, it is written, zeal for your house will consume me. This is what is being. And they kept their peace. They could have had a meeting with Jesus. Jesus, psst, come. The way you spoke today was not good at all. We need to have a meeting. See, there's what is called protocol. There are important people in the church. Important people where? In whose eyes? That meeting would have been a very terrible meeting. If they had called for it, it would have, Jesus would have whipped them as well. I'm sure of that. You see, so let us know that consummation of the zeal of God. We should also get to a point where people say that you are on fire. On fire for God. One guy said, look, now that I've turned to God, come and watch me burn for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to burn for him.
Hallelujah.
But if you don't move with the right people, when you are burning, they will say you are crazy. But I'm telling you something. At the end of your life, they will come around and they will say you were right. Because I've seen it. They will tell you were right. So keep on keeping on. When they say you are crazy, know that you are among people who are not that devoted. Change your company. Come and join me. And come and join other people who are very wild. For God, when you stay where you are, you think it's okay, but it's not okay at all. Let the zeal of God consume you.
Nemra, Yesu sha se so ohwen krofo no Bible ma yete ase se esuafo ne kai asem bi ana wa tro efa ne ho se sa osubo wona jafie ne ebema wa ye nyoma bi sa na Yesu hwe wo mu wie no ka chom se hwe megafie enya bia akronfo wo na mu ebeya bia ye de bebo mpa ye na mra eba ne sa no ema obi ahu se no Yesu ene wa sesa na suafo no eka ye ne boa wom sara suna se osofo eye onya oka onyame asema edu ba bia onyame shubo ni bani mu na waka ne o ma bia ebe ma pie fi ye nchan a emfa oha obi amre ye eba ye sa yan kai verses John 3:16 ni na se fo yan ka kai na ye hu se onyame asem na abem a ama oye sa no na fa ne se Yesu ye wewie ne na suafo no fra Yesu bra Unim se farasi fwe waha. Omu nina oma bodwe fu. Omu nina oma enyini. Na uja wana uchwa nkrofo masa Yesu ure fi protocol. Vice president waha. We waha na uye we Yesu ntia ye. Nanka Yesu abana sa abre no mfantu fonko. Debe shu omu bia. Nemo mamane sa. Enuti se dro bibi suna sofo. Bi onyami shu boba ni muna okan sembia. Mamu ma ye njine chie na ye ntun samuna manu. Onyami na ye nejuma. Ama sa e suni baine enyenu. Efiemu. Enti. Fa ho bo bia wetu no ho akyede amonyame adwuma na ne sobo wonyame mu no ayadene na eno ene beboa
Now the purpose of preaching the word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life and give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name. Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the Word of God and continue, and your life will never be the same.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Okay, I want to introduce to you a book entitled Counseling with Skill. Counseling with Skill. Now, counseling is a very important part of life. So important that those who receive counsel tend to do better than those who don't. Sometimes you have a person with a troubling circumstance going through a lot of hardships. But if this person should receive good counsel, he's likely to do better than the person who has all the opportunities and all the advantages but has no counselor or counseling in his life. Now, if this is how important counseling is, then I believe that those who are called to counsel, like parents, like fathers, like superiors, managers, bosses, senior brothers, and almost every one of us, if this is how counseling is that important, then all of us must learn to do it with skill. This is why I wrote this book. So in this book, you will learn what it means to be a good counselor, how to develop your skills as a counselor. When it comes to counseling, what style do you use in counseling? The environment for changing counseling. We also look at preemptive counseling. Counseling people so that they don't need counseling. That's interesting. Then we look at what to focus on when you are counseling. We talk about practical Christian counseling, the counselor, counseling and challenges. And finally, we end by talking about growing your counseling ministry. I believe that this mini book is going to be very helpful to pastors and all those who have people under them. So you get a copy.
For copies of these and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on Dempetedu Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.